Welcome to Earth Matters. I'm your host, Lawson Hunter. Earth Matters examines the impacts we have on the environment and reports on solutions and alternatives that help protect and preserve a healthy planet. Despite the doom and gloom we often hear, the disasters and catastrophic events that grab headlines, there's an optimistic stream that flows through society when we hear of individuals, organizations, and increasingly businesses that refuse to just let human-induced climate change take over. By coming together, networking, and learning from each other, these entities are fighting back, supporting each other, and developing links that remind us that we have the power to make significant changes, often at the local level. One such organization is called Sustainable Hamilton Burlington, obviously based in those two communities, but representative of untold numbers of local entities around the world that bring together like-minded entrepreneurs and businesses to acknowledge and celebrate environmental solutions and achievements that serve a much larger, even global, audience. We spoke with Kim Goot, Executive Director of Sustainable Hamilton Burlington, who explains what her organization does and some of the activities at its most recent trade show and exhibition.
So it's Kim Goot here, back again with Lawson Hunter. We're at the Sustainable Business Expo 2018. It's the first ever sustainable business trade show style event in the Bay Area. And we've just concluded our first two sessions, our breakout sessions. We've just finished speaking about how blockchain technology is being used and can be used in non-financial corporate disclosures. So that those are environmental and social disclosures, which are becoming increasingly important when considering investments. Earlier this morning, we spoke to five B-certified corporations from across Ontario. So that means that the B-Lab organization has assessed their environmental and social performance against very stringent standards, as well as their accountability, good governance, etc., and has certified them for outstanding performance. And so we've had representation from B-certified companies, from restaurants, HR firms, and retail, such as Reunion Island Coffee Roasters. So that was a very inspiring event, and currently the rest of the group is doing a facility tour of McMaster Innovation Park, where this event's being held. So they're looking at things like the underground geothermal and looking at water cisterns and the various technologies that have been employed here to reduce their environmental footprint. So it's interesting to note that McMaster Innovation Park is actually a member of our Sustainable Business Initiative program. And as a member, they've used the B-Lab Impact Assessment, and they got a fantastic score, which is published in our annual business report and on our website. And the reason is, not only are they creating economic opportunities here for startup businesses, they're doing it in a building that is very environmentally sustainable, very efficient. And you'll also notice all of the pieces of artwork on the walls around here, which are all for sale, and they're all from local artists. And they rotate several times per year. So a combination of those economic and environmental and social points of value that all are generated under one roof have really resulted in a great B-Lab Impact score for them. And of course, at Sustainable Hamilton Burlington, we help businesses streamline their efforts in terms of increasing their score or reducing their greenhouse gas emissions by providing them with the resources and the expertise to get it done according to best practices and get it done quickly with relatively little pain, because, you know, time is money, and there's not a whole lot of those two things to spare for businesses these days. So part of the reason we threw the first ever Sustainable Business Expo was because we know a lot of environmental service providers and a lot of really innovative companies in Hamilton and Burlington. Some are our members, some are not. So this event was one way to get them all under the same roof and facilitate business-to-business connections. So no matter what company or organization you are, you can make the connections that you need to achieve your sustainability vision. And of course, we're here facilitating introductions and making sure everybody leaves feeling inspired.
People don't believe the existing economic system is working for them. Many feel that society's most challenging problems can't be solved by government and nonprofits alone. Companies, small businesses, and worker co-ops also play a significant part in addressing socioeconomic and environmental issues. Certified B corporations are businesses that focus on social and environmental performance, public transparency, and legal accountability to balance profit and purpose. B stands for beneficial. There are almost 3,000 businesses that have achieved B Corporation status since the designation originated a decade ago. There are almost 3,000 businesses that have achieved B Corporation status since the designation originated a decade ago. More than 50,000 businesses have used the B Impact Assessment as a free management tool to analyze how they can become, in the words of the B Corp community, people using business as a force for good. The B Corp community works towards reduced inequality, lower levels of poverty, a healthier environment, stronger communities, and the creation of more high-quality jobs with dignity and purpose. By harnessing the power of business, B Corps use profits and growth as a means to a greater end, positive impact for their employees, communities, and the environment. B Corp certification doesn't just evaluate a product or service. It assesses the overall positive impact of the company that stands behind it. And increasingly, that's what people care about most. Certified B Corporations achieve a minimum verified score on the B Impact Assessment, a rigorous assessment of a company's impact on its workers, customers, community, and environment, and make their B Impact report transparent on bcorporation.net. We spoke with Kasia Hook, country manager with B Lab Canada, who explained further what becoming a certified B Corporation can do for a company. After that, we spoke with Court Desitals of the Neighborhood Group of Companies, one of the few restaurant chains that is a B Corporation.
So my name is Kasia Hook, and I am the country manager of B-Lab Canada. B-Lab is the nonprofit behind B-Corp certification, so we help companies understand their social and environmental impact, and the way we do that is through our B-Impact Assessment platform, which is an online questionnaire of 200 questions that looks at five pillars of your business, so your governance structure, how you treat your employees, the community, the environment, the impact you have on your customers and your supply chain, and then we help companies to sort of go through that assessment process. Once they get the score, they have a tangible way to compare the way that their work is going alongside other companies in any other industry, geography, business size. The assessment itself is developed with an independent council of subject matter experts and academics, but B-Lab manages the process and is that third-party certification organization.
Right. Now, you operate in Canada, the United States, anywhere else in the world?
Yeah, so we're about 2,700 companies across the world. We have B Corps in 60 countries currently, and we have offices globally. So we're in Canada and the U.S. We're also in East Africa, in Europe, Italy, the U.K., Australia, New Zealand, Taiwan. We have a country partner there. Essentially,
around the world.
We're almost everywhere at this point.
So we've heard today from the panel discussion earlier that a number of companies, they think they're doing the right thing, they're environmentally friendly, they're engaged with the community, but then they come across the certification process. So what happens then?
What the certification process does for a company is give you that baseline so you can understand how you benchmark against other companies. And then it also gives you that roadmap to understand what are the best practices, what are the resources to support you developing those best practices for your own company. And so it sort of helps you establish that baseline and then understand the path forward. Let's say you want to improve on your environmental impact. It will give you really tangible steps to take in your business to make that progress.
And what about the networking aspect of it? We also heard that by communicating and meeting and networking with other B corporations, different aspects of what they could be doing sort of popped up and said, why didn't we think of that too? So tell me a little bit about the networking possibilities.
Yeah, that's a really important piece of the community. So we have different opportunities for B Corps to meet both online and in person. Online, we have a forum where companies can access best practices from other companies. They can talk directly with employees that are in the same position as they are. So let's say an HR manager is looking for a best practice employee policy handbook, they can reach out to the community and ask for that. And what we've seen is that the community is really open to sharing those kinds of things to support other companies in developing. There's also an in-person meetup locally in a few different cities across the country. We meet monthly, and these are B Corp sort of organized and held breakfasts usually, where companies can come in and share best practices again, network, learn what each other are working on, and also sort of collaborate if they want to find a way to work together. There's also a regional conference where we have usually around 200 people in Ontario that come together to really develop their business leadership skills specific to the impact sector. And then globally, we have an annual gathering where we have it's called the B Corp Champions Retreat. And that's where you can sort of meet other companies that are doing the same work as you and become inspired by those international or, multinational perspectives. Some of the stories that have come out of that, the last one I was talking to Adam, who was on stage today, and he was talking about how Reunion Island has actually partnered with a solar panel company called Native Energy. So for every bag of coffee sold, they were able to install a certain amount of solar energy in Rwanda, I believe. And so the sort of collaboration that happens naturally when an entrepreneur is in the room with a like-minded entrepreneur, it sort of accelerates that conversation. So there's already that trust that's built, and that's been something that we've heard across the board. It can be really powerful. Another story is around the income advance program, what that gives access to people who would typically be accessing predatory loan systems. One of our companies in the U.S. called Rhino Foods created this platform where anyone can access that information and has made it really turnkey for other companies to take that information and implement it themselves. And that's the kind of networking and the kind of relationships that you see within the B Corp community.
Right. What about from a profitability point of view? Because we heard everyone say that, yes, they're a profitable organization. They need to raise money, otherwise they wouldn't stay in business. Are there any benefits? Does the revenue go up, go down, go sideways? Any comments on that?
I would say that it's not something that we focus on in the community. We know that businesses need to do business to stay afloat, and so we already trust that businesses are gonna, operate to get profit. What we ask companies to do is consider a wider, wider group of stakeholders aside from just the shareholders. And so when you're developing your business, you're not just thinking about your shareholders, but also how you treat your community and the environment and your employees. And I think there is this natural loyalty that comes out from customers, from employees, that you hear from a lot of entrepreneurs when they bake that impact right into their DNA. It naturally flows that their employees are more loyal to the company, that their customers are more loyal, and so the business becomes more resilient through that process. And that's also something that we've heard. One of our supporters is the Business Development Bank of Canada. They're one of our largest B Corps in Canada, and they have said that some of the B Corp companies that they invest in become the most resilient. And so really from B Lab's perspective as a nonprofit, we want to work with companies that are doing this not just to pursue profit, but actually that have a really deep consideration of these pieces of their impact. And so for us, it's not something that we measure, but I think something that is intrinsically, that's going to happen hopefully on the side. But what we want to focus on is changing the viewpoint of what it means to be a successful business.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, turning to B Lab itself, it's a nonprofit or organization. Where do you get your funding? How do you keep the doors open and the lights on?
Yeah, for sure. So B-Lab is about 10 years old now. We are about 60% funded by revenue from the B Corp assessment process. So when a company certifies, they pay an annual fee that is on a sliding scale based on their revenue. And those revenues support about 60% of our operations, and then the rest is from philanthropy. So about 40% is from nonprofits and foundations that support the work we do in this vision of this is the way that business needs to move forward. And so this is a way for foundations to create impact through their philanthropy.
Okay. For any entrepreneur or company who wants to find out more about B Corporations and B Lab, what did they do?
So there are a ton of resources on our website. It's bcorporation.net, and you can access the impact assessment. It's a free online platform. It's a 200-question questionnaire. There's also a quicker version that's about 50 questions just to get your feet wet if you're interested. That's all free, and it's a public good. So I'd encourage anyone, you know, if you're a for-profit or nonprofit, it's great to understand your impact either way. There are also some webinars and white papers on the website that will help you answer any questions that you might have about the impact assessment. And once you're going through and, you know, maybe you identify the environment as a place where you're not doing so well and you would love to do better, the website also has some resources around best practices in specific areas that you can implement in your company right away.
Okay. And turning to you, what got you involved in this? Where did you start? How did you become environmentally conscious?
For sure. It's something that has interested me from the beginning. My focus was actually in sort of the human impact side of things. So my background, I worked in human trafficking and anti-human trafficking and anti-human slavery in Vietnam, and I did some democracy work in Ukraine. And increasingly what I realized was that I was working on these big picture issues, but I was pretty far away from having an impact on the systems change piece of it. So I was working in the humanitarian sector and providing assistance to people who were sort of dealing with the consequences of climate disaster and human rights violations, but consistently sort of at that end point. And I really wanted to move towards my theory of change, which included more of a holistic perspective. We couldn't be, you know, asking nonprofits and governments to bear the brunt of, you know, all of this impact that the, you know, in the business community was also needed to be involved in the conversation. And so I sort of came across the B Corp certification process and worked for a B Corp company for about 2.5 years. We were a strategic and marketing agency, and we were working with clients that were focused on this type of work. And then from there, again, just wanted to get even closer to the type of impact work that was being done. And so I made the jump from the private sector to B-Lab, which is the nonprofit, and have been working, you know, with companies that are going through the process for about 2 years now. It's been a really exciting process to follow along with in Canada. I think we have a really interesting perspective of seeing the innovation that's happening in the social enterprise sector across the country, and I'm really excited to be able to bring that example of, you know, Canada as a leader in this space, and that's what I get to do every day, so that's what makes me feel really thankful for this work.
Great. Kasia, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay.
Port Desitel with the neighborhood group of companies.
Okay.
President, group leader, and we run 5 restaurants, soon to be 5 restaurants, Borealis Grill and Bar in Guelph and in Kitchener, the Woolly Pub, Majida Cafe and Bistro, and then soon to be Park Grocery, Deli and Bar.
Okay. The neighborhood group became a B Corporation. Give us a very brief explanation of what that is and why.
Sure. So we looked at, we always do company retreats. It all started in 2010. We read Yvon Chouinard's book, The Founder of Patagonia's Let My People Go Surfing, and learned about B Corps at that point. What really turned us on to being a B Corp is how it measured business beyond profit. And that was through governance, through employee, customer, environmental, and community initiatives. And so there's something that we're very important in our business, but we didn't have a way to prove the fact that we actually did these things without doing our own internal, I guess, audits. So now we had an external company, a third-party source to verify what we were doing actually had an impact. And so that's why we went through the process and started in, took the impact assessment 2011 and finally certified in 2016. Could have certified sooner. We just had some obstacles in our way that we removed. And then, we just recertified again beginning of 2018.
Right. So you were doing a lot of things environmentally well. You felt good governments giving to the community. A lot of companies do that. What is it that makes it the next level to be a B Corporation, aside from just the certification?
Sure. For us, you can always pay somebody off. Right? That's what a lot of CSR programs are. You pay some money to buy some goodwill. Mm-hmm. And I think in for a B Corp and for us, it was about everything that we do has to have these elements embedded in our decision making process through purchasing to and through how we govern. And it wasn't about, okay, we're going to buy carbon offsets for our energy. It was, okay, we're a restaurant. What impact do we have buying locally, sustainably raised foods, grown foods, and what are the producers doing on top of that? So it's not just one level. It's just not us. It's the multi levels of the right. of everything we do through the supply chain. Right. And then on top of that, and then how do we turn our profits into creating some more goodwill within the community? Right. So it's everything, purchasing decisions all the way to how we're giving back.
Okay. Was the certification process onerous? Was it difficult? Was it easy?
It definitely has its challenges at points, but they're exciting challenges, right? It points out a lot of holes you have in your company, and also points out a lot of great things you're doing in your company. And that was really exciting to see that, wow, we're doing really well, but we maybe didn't have a policy in place to enforce it or to show somebody, here's what we have. And so it just gave us a ton of tools to put in place to kind of showcase the good that we're already doing, and then gave us a ton of initiatives to continually work on. That's the best part about becoming a B Corp, is that you're continually improving. You're always finding, once you certify yourself, you always want to improve your score. So you almost gamify it in a sense. There's great initiatives that you can involve so many people in the organization to start working on projects. And the small projects end up turning into having huge impact.
So tell me about the response from A, your employees, and B, your customers.
Employees was a great response. We had a huge party when we got certified. Most people don't know what a B Corporation is. That's growing now. It's actually being taught in those schools. Before, they didn't even realize what B Corps were. Or I was being invited to give a talk and telling people what a B Corporation is and asking a show of hands. You maybe get two or three people in a classroom full of 100 kids that would put up their hand. And I don't know if they're just putting up their hands for the sake of putting their hands up. And now I can go into a classroom, and I would say 75% of people are putting their hands up because it's being taught in that class, and they're just a little more aware. And so for customers coming in, it was the same thing. With all those studies that we were doing with the schools about, do these initiatives matter? Do you know what B Corporation is? Mm-hmm. And it generally came around 20% of our guests coming in new. And I would say it's probably now grown to probably 30. But it's not just, it's not 75%. And it's the younger generation that really is showing a lot of promise. But it's amazing when you can convert, older people like myself and be able to get people on board and understand the impact they can have. And it's not just about doing what's right. It's also, you can be profitable doing it as well.
Right. Now, speaking of profitability, you mentioned in the panel discussion that you were in there just a little while ago that when you became a B Corporation, that was your most profitable year. Tell us a little bit about that.
So
was that a surprise?
It was a surprise because we had implemented health benefits, and we had a couple of investors who were not on board with that because we were not making a lot of money. Restaurant business is very tough as it is, and implementing the benefit program was going to cost our company around, we had measured it around 2% profitability. Now the average restaurant makes around 4% profit. So we're talking about cutting that in half. But that was one of those initiatives where we said, well, this is what's the right thing to do. And a lot of people in our organization don't have access to health benefits. They have, quite a few people have health issues, whether it's dental or medical. And we knew pushing this through was a step in the right direction for a variety of other initiatives we try to launch in the future. But this is the first step. When we got our certification in early 2016, we had 2016 ended up being our most profitable year on record. Now, we were seeing some trends because we were building up to that certification in 2015. So 2015 was quite strong, and 2016 surpassed that. 2017 beat that, and now 2018 has been our best year. And that is, it has a lot to do, not just because we became a B Corporation, but it made us smarter as an organization. We started measuring things that that most companies don't measure. Mm-hmm. Like I was saying, the correlation between percentage of employees on benefits and who are using their education funds and attrition rates. The ones with the highest percentage of people on benefits and using the education and development funds have the lowest attrition rates and the highest profitability and the highest sales growth.
Right. So the employees really embrace this.
The employees embrace it, but they have to buy in. They have to be. It has to come down from the top to be explained when you're hiring somebody. Mm-hmm. From the interview process.
Right.
Do you care about a health and wellness program? Are health benefits any use to you?
Mm-hmm.
And if people are saying no, I don't know those things. I don't care about
usually
them.
Usually because they're younger and they don't think about them.
Yeah, one thing about them. So maybe that's not the person that we want in the organization. Because they don't rely on those things. They don't see it as a value.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where we started asking these questions.
Mm-hmm.
And you take a tour. Here's our employee area. Here's some free snacks that you have during your shifts.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, we get to eat for free, and we have free snacks, and we can eat. So yes, of course, because if you've had a run from school or run from picking your kids up or dropping your kids off, you didn't have time to eat. We don't want you to start your shift.
Yeah.
Hungry.
Just simple things like that.
Just simple things. And if people latch onto it, it's like, this is great. Or it's like, oh, that's okay. Then that's probably not somebody we they'd be great for somebody else, but it's just, they're never going to lead any other initiatives within the business.
And last words for anybody that's starting a new entrepreneur venture. Should they immediately think about B Corporation or maybe just gradually evolve into it?
Immediately.
Yeah,
100%. That's something I wish we embedded right from the beginning, but our company was around before B Corp was. But it is a lot easier to embed it into, especially when you start your company, into your articles of incorporation, to embed your code of conduct essentially within that point,
right,
to build it from that. Because it's hard, it's a little trickier when you have investors and everything else to then go back to them and say, hey, this is now what we want to do as an organization. You don't have to certify, but it's just look at this five simple things. Customers, employees, community, governance, and the environment.
Yeah.
And that's it. And just say, how can we take on some of those challenges and how can we create an impact?
Kurt, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you. Okay.